Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse 19, Balasya Neha Charanam Pitaro Narasimha, Natasya Chagata Mudanvati Majyatona, Taptasya Tat Prativide, Yahanja Sreshtas, Tavadu Bhotan Bhutantad Upekshitanam. We have less time, we have to. Today we are going for Godhanam. So I will skip word to word translation. Translation. My Lord Narasimhadev, O Supreme, because of bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child, a physician in medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Repeat. My Lord Narasimhadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Purport. Through parental care, through remedies for different kinds of diseases, and through means of protection on the water, in the air, on the land, there is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering in the material world, but none of them are guaranteed measures for protection. They may be beneficial temporarily, but they afford no permanent benefit. Despite the presence of father and mother, a child cannot be protected from accidental death, disease, and various other miseries. No one can help, including the parent. Ultimately, the shelter is the Lord. And one who takes shelter of the Lord is protected. This is guaranteed. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijaniya Name Bhakta Pranashati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Therefore, unless one is protected by the mercy of the Lord, no remedial measures can act effectively. One should consequently depend fully on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although, as a matter of routine duty, one must of course accept other remedial measures. No one can protect one who is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, everyone is trying to counteract the onslaught of material nature. But everyone is ultimately fully controlled by material nature. Therefore, even the so-called philosophers and scientists try to surmount onslaught of material nature, they have not been able to do so. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the real suffering of the material world are four: Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, birth, death, old age and disease. In the history of the world, no one has been successful in conquering these miseries imposed by material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Nature is so strong that no one can overcome her stringent laws. so-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, and politicians should therefore conclude that they cannot offer facilities to people in general. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about peaceful and happy life. You can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Tat upekshitana. If we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world in either the upper or lower planetary systems. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Tarakaya Chakshuru Indritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantakam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaikaji Gaura Bhaktavata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Prahlad Maharaj is the right person to make this statement, because Prahlad was too small and he had to confront Hiranyakashipu, very big demon, Indra, Chandra. Nobody could stand before Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad was only mere 6-7 year old boy, and Hiranyakashipu has conquered all the 3 material planet systems, Sargaloka, Bhuloka, Patala Loka. That means except Vishnu, there was no competitor to Hiranyakashipu. Is that right? That's why nobody could kill. Only Lord has to come. Then only the atrocities, the calamities created by Hiranyakashipu were put to an end. Only when Lord appeared as Narasimhadeva. So Prahlad was very clear about that. So Prahlad, he knows, in strength, I am nothing before my demoniac father. No match. He's like a little football. Hiranyakashipu, one kick. Prahlad can. He was so small. And Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. But because Prahlad Maharaj was a realized soul, Mahajan, he knows this world is a big drama. And we should live a real life. In drama, the characters will change. The director, today, like we see in movies, we see in plays, the director, however he wants to twist the story, he can do it. Director can do it. So, all the characters are simply puppets, is it right? The director has the screenplay and everybody has to just follow the director's direction. So similarly, this material world is the stage for drama and we are all playing our roles as decided by the Lord. But somehow, because we have a little independence, the Lord is supremely independent, being in part and parcel, we have minute independence. Because we inherit all the qualities of Lord, but to a very minute degree. Our beauty, fading beauty, it vanishes. When you are in the prime of your youth, you look a little beautiful. There is also doubtful, many ifs and buts. And ultimately, nobody is any longer beautiful. Similarly, strength. Our strength is compared to this guy, that guy, our intelligence compared to us. But we are not all intelligent. We are not all powerful. So, whatever little abilities Krishna gives us, we in ignorance try to create ideas. I am mine. But people who understand the philosophy of life, that we are all dependent on the Lord, we have independent desires from the Lord, and Lord is merciful to give us the fulfillment of our desires. On our own we can never. You see sometimes children, like Seshu, his father is riding the motorbike. And because children want to imitate, children want to also do it. But his age is not that, he can drive a motorbike. No, I have to drive. All that, sit down. He'll be seated. And actually father is driving. And this guy, yeah, I'm driving. He thinks like that. He cannot drive. But the father will give him a feeling that you are driving. So all our strength is like that. Anytime Prabhupada joked, this Muhammad Ali or Mr. World, Mr. World means the boxing champion of the world. But one little mosquito with dengue fever or with chicken guinea, he'll be shaking. he is kicking out many in the fight. So, but a little mosquito can put him off. He'll be completely finished. He cannot have any help. So this is called borrowed. Whatever we have, this is all borrowed. Suppose I borrow money and give a big fish. I think, oh, Maharaja is a big fish. But this is not my money. Like one time Prabhupada made a joke. Prabhupada was touring here and there. And you have to serve your spiritual master to the best of your capacity. So, one time Prabhupada reached some temple. And he is observing how the disciples they understand their responsibility, relationship with the spiritual master. Master means we are servant. We are servant, we are master. So this disciple made very elaborate grand arrangements. And Prabhupada thought, oh, very nice, this guy knows how to treat the spiritual master, giving his best. And then Prabhupada asked, where is the DBT, book distribution and the money? Because that money belongs to Prabhupada. He's supposed to use the DBT money for building temples, for building books. And this disciple, he had just spent Prabhupada's money. Not that when you want to give a good reception to the spiritual master, like we do Vyasa Puja, it's not that Sakshiva, Rajasekhar, he'll just draw out from the ISKCON account and make big arrangement. How is Vyasa Puja part? But that is Prabhupada's money. So Vyasa Puja means the disciples should come together and gather whatever. Not that you have to use. Is that right? Can you spend ISKCON money on Vyasa Puja? All it should be from outside. By your hard work, by your preaching, you should convince others. A spiritual master has to be honored, you will get blessings. So kindly, let's, the Vaishnavas, Vyasa Puja, we should celebrate. And people come forward. So nothing to do with temple donations, nothing to do with book money, nothing to do with life membership. You can have a big program. But that is not, you cannot use that money. That money belongs to ISKCON. That money belongs to, in fact, whatever you get on Vyasa Puja day, because people are giving you money. This is my Vyasa Puja and people are giving money. But you have got some position because Prabhupada has given you little blessings. Prabhupada has taught us what it is spiritual life and how to be a devotee. And that way we are able to help people borrow. Not that I am born to do it. I am born full. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gunave Nama. Sanskrit sloka. But our acharyas have made Yogyata Vichara Kuchinahi Paya Tumara Karuna Sara. Same translation. If you examine any conditioned soul, they are just living like animals. They are just in egoistic platform. They cannot do anything. That's why all in ego, always whenever we do something, we take credit. When something doesn't happen, you blame somebody else. I say, no, Krishna's sanction is not it. But when you did it, that also you should say, this is Krishna's sanction. That we don't say. So, because ego means we all want to be recognized. We all want to take credit. But actually, everything is Krishna's arrangement. Like we're a young body. Now you are capable. But do you think you'll always be capable? Not possible. When you become an old man, people have to help you. At one time you are working for everybody, but when the old age comes, you are dependent on somebody. That's why you should be proud. Ability was given by Krishna and Krishna is taking away the ability. Don't you understand? Give credit to Krishna. That's why Prahlad Maharaj, it's not that you want to fight with Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj wants to stick to Dharma. Hiranyakashipu wants to challenge Krishna. There is no one above me. I'm the Lord and enjoyer of all I survey. Whatever I am, it's all for my enjoyment. And I'm the controller. That was it. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a devotee, after all I came into this world empty-handed, and I'll be kicked out empty-handed, and that means everything belongs to Krishna. Why should I claim that something belongs to me? And Krishna has given you little independence. Krishna has given you little ability. Now it's up to you. Independence, you can use it against Krishna. Independence, you can use it, Diva Krishna tells you to do. When you do, use your independence to do things Diva Krishna wants, your life will be glorious. Like Prabhupada also left his body, and Hitler also left his body. So Hitler, he was cruelly killed, kicked out. And Hitler cruelly, he tried to impose his dictatorship on others. Whereas Prabhupada, he won the hearts of the people by his love. He conquered people. Prabhupada many times told his foreign disciples, you know, it is heard in the history that many Indians have served foreigners. You know, when British came, all Indians are serving the British Empire. Indians go here and there and they serve. So we are all like slaves. Thank you. Whereas Prabhupada, he was a Krishna devotee and he went and educated people, trained people. And he was a very old man, but so many young people, foreigners from all the countries of the world, without salary. Generally, if you want to engage some servant, you have to pay him call. So I call some worker from the road, come work in my temple. He will come or what? He will not come. He wants money against his work. Nobody works free. But Prabhupada, did he pay all his disciples to work? No. Prabhupada, he conquered them by his purity, he conquered them by his love, and Prabhupada made them work for their own benefit. Prabhupada did not make disciples to work for his benefit. Like, we are all working, and who is getting benefit? Not Prabhupada. Prabhupada doesn't need anything from you. Krishna doesn't need anything from you. If you are working for Prabhupada, if you are working for Krishna, because you are becoming sane, now you are mad. People are mad. They don't know what to do, what not to do, what makes them happy. Nothing they know. Prabhupada is giving us the how human beings should live. We are human beings, but we don't know how to live like a human being. It's a two-legged animal. Anyone who is not practicing spiritual life is simply a two-legged animal. He doesn't know. That's why animals, when they are together, they don't become peaceful. They fight each other. That's why everywhere wars, conflicts, quarrels. You have a practical example, you know. Asutosh. Fight. That's life. Because when we are not servants of God, our human intelligence fails. Big leaders are big animals. Trump is a big animal. And North Korea, that Ching fight, is another big animal. So we are fighting with sticks and resistance. I will throw atom bomb on you. And it is, I will do this. The bigger animals do bigger damage. Small animals will do small damage. But after all are animals. So human beings means, that's what he's saying. You have to understand, I am not this body, I am Atma. My problem is not outside, how to make money, how to conquer the world. That's not our business. Our business is, we have mind, we have become slave to the mind. Now how to make the mind subservient to our real business. The mind is not cooperating with you. But now when you chant Hare Krishna, then you become peaceful and happy, then you can do good to the others. When you are miserable yourself, what good you will do to others? Physician, heal thyself. When a doctor is sick all the time, and no patient will go there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sandra Sandra Bhagavad Gita, Sri Prabhupada Gita.